Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from Extreme Devotion. The believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion. We visit Romania and Richard Wurmbrand. As the train began to pull out of the station, the Christians standing on the platform unbuttoned their coats and pulled out hundreds of gospel tracts. Quickly, they tossed the tracts, handfuls at a time, through the open train windows to the Russian troops inside. The Russian soldiers, some of them no more than 16 years old, laughed and whistled, especially at the attractive young women throwing things through the window. Now, they grabbed at the tracts, wondering what was being thrown into an army train. When the political officer boarded the car, the soldiers quickly stuffed the tracts in their pockets. Soon enough, they would read the strange booklet and find out more about this king. Back on the train platform, the Christians gathered, laughing nervously. When police officers took one aside, the believer opened his coat willingly because there was nothing inside. All the tracts he had brought to the Romanian train station were now on the train, headed to the heart of communist Russia. The train car evangelism was just one of the methods that Richard Wurmbrand taught the youth of his church to reach Russians for Christ. These allies were stealing all of his country's wealth and murdering many of its people, and yet Richard welcomed the soldiers. In each soldier he saw a mission field and sought a chance to harvest a soul. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. A mission is not so much a place as it is an attitude, one's approach toward life. A missionary is simply someone who embodies this determination and single focus and expresses it in everyday living. Richard Wurmbrand was a man on mission, and his fervor spread through the ranks of young people who recognized his purposefulness. In that sense, we are all missionaries, ambassadors for Christ, wherever we are serving. Being on mission means you're always on the alert for new opportunities to further God's kingdom. At the water coolers at work, at the grocery store, on the commuter train or bus, at school. The everyday world is your mission field when you're determined to further God's kingdom. Amen. This story was from Extreme Devotion. It's a daily devotional published by Voice of the Martyrs. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.